Okay, so we're holding Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Before we learn the next Pasuk, I saw this week a nice Vart in the Gain that's relevant to the previous Pasuk that we learned, what we learned last week, Pasuk of Vav, and also to a whole Bechlal, the Sugya really of Chemda, that we the Gra has really spoken quite a bit about. So it was relevant to Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma, we learn about the Menorah and the Shulchan. So Chazal say, right, we know that the Menorah was in the Dorim and the Shulchan was in the Tzafon. Chazal say, Haroitze Lahachkim Yadrim. If you want to get Chachma, meaning really Chachma Satayra, so in Shemayna Esrei, you'll direct yourself somewhat to the south. And if you're interested in getting rich, then you'll direct yourself somewhat to the north. The Hasimen, the Gemara says, the Simen is the fact that the Menorah was in the Doroim, and the Menorah represents the Or of Torah, the Chachmas HaTorah, and the Shulchan, which is the Indian of Parnasa, that was in the north. So from there is a remez, from the way they're located in the Mishkan, those Kalim, it's a remez to the fact that Roitz Lahachim Yadrim, Roitz Lahashi Yatzbim. So first of all, before the Gain, I pointed out a davar pashut mo'ed. Yeah, you can't have both. It's not like east and north, and east is out of west. You know that you can like maybe kind of direct yourself perhaps to both. These are polar opposites. Self and Adarm. You can't face both at the same time. You have your choice. You either could be right to Chachmas HaTorah. Well, you could be right, sir. Osha. What's that? Shlomo. Oh, but he only chose one. In other words, he was offered to choose, but you can't have both. It's either or, right? So now it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a person both. Like Rabbi Danasi, Taira Gdula Makamecha, Taira Oisha, he was Moshe Rabbeinu, that could be. Mitzad Rabbeinu Shalom, Anoisin, he wants to give, so he could give to a person both. But as far as the person, Haroitze, what you want, you have to be focused. If you're interested in Chachmas Taira, that should be your focus. If you're interested in wealth, so that will be your focus. But you can't be Pesach HaShtei Se'ifim and say, you know, I want to be a massive Tam Chochem, but I also want to be a big Veer. It doesn't work like that. Now, it could be there are some people that it looks like it, you know, maybe they're businessmen and Tam Dichom, it could be, but Mestama, I don't know. We don't know the premise of a person. Mestama, if he's a real Tam Chochem,
what?
Yeah, no, I've said it, but sometimes
that
the roads are some people that you know they seem to be doing a lot of ishtadlus maybe or doing you know, okay, so there's certain cases whatever, but mistama the pneumius of the person is he wants one thing, if he's a tam chacham b'amrish, then mistama the ikar of his life is Torah, and the other thing is because he has to, and he happens to be matzlich in parnasa, right, and the Baruch Shalom gives it to him easily or gives it to him. But Lemaisa, as far as we're concerned, I think that's really what Chazal is telling us, is you can pick one, like you said from Shlomo Melech. He had a choice, either this or that. Now, but the Gain says that this Chazal is hinted to in the Pasuk, in Kehelis, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav. He says, Hoylech el Darom, he goes to the south, V'soiviv el Tzafon, and he circles to the north, Seivev, Seivev, Hoylech Haruach. And the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk, right? The wind is going round and round. The Alzvi voice of Shavaruach, and on how he goes around, the wind comes back. So, The Gaon says this is the Perush of the Pasuk. We know the Gaon's Mahalach in difference between, we've seen it in Mishle, in the Hoylech and the Soviv. Hoylech is the guy that's going straight. And Soviv is the guy that's going round and round. He's looking, but he's going Bederech Akal Son. He's going crooked. He's got to switch path here, switch there. And so, Hoylech, the guy who's going straight, says the Gaon, which is the guy who's going to the Chachmas HaTorah, El Doroy, he's going to the south. Because, but the guy who's going, meaning he's looking for money. He's looking for money, so he's going a little bit kind of crooked. He's circling. So he's going to go El Tzafon to the north. Because, the guy wants to get wealthy, he should go to the north. Soyvev. But that guy who's going around because he's looking for wealth, Hoylech Haruach, the Neshama is going to go, meaning the Neshama is going to leave this world, V'Alsvi Voisav, and in all his circling around in his lifetime, is always running after the Chemda and the Hevel and the Oysher, right? Shav Haruach, the Neshama is going to have to come back in another Gilgal. So you wasted your life. Everybody has a tikkun to do in this world, and you'll be spending all that effort, and then the neshama is going to have to come back Rechman Lassan anyway. So Stefan, I thought there was a very. That's what this world is about. It's a bechira. You can use for good or you can use for bad.
It doesn't sound just like a negative option. Like until he said that.
What the Gaon?
Yeah.
In the remez, in the pasuk. It's a remez. It's not shot in the pot. Yeah.
He said,
yeah. In a chanami. Well, maybe it doesn't have to be a negative thing. The truth of the matter is, I was thinking that, yeah, if a person wants to, it could be that there's a person who he's not able to learn. He's not masugal. He doesn't have natural. The ability to sit and learn, and it's not for him. It's not, yeah. The Netziv says, right? There's different categories of people. The beginning of Netzavim. There's Tamidei Chacham, but there's a lot of people otherwise. Ad Chotzev, Eitzech, Ad Shoyev Mayim, VeChotzev Eisim. Right? You know. So there are people that the majority of people are going to be working. So. It could be over there that there's a good way to want to get rich, whereas you want to do mitzvahs with the money. But that wealth is not avart in the chemda shebedavar. You're not going to change your life. You're going to live on a simple level. But you want the money because you want to support Yisachar. Zvolun wanted money, right? So he should, because he wanted to support Yisachar. So he should face north. So it doesn't have to be something that's bad. The Gaon is applying it to the negative sense, which is probably the more common way that a person wants to get rich. But in a chanami, Chazal could be giving an eitzah toiva to the person who wants to get rich for a good reason, because he wants to support the Olam HaTorah and the Olam wants to do chesed, wants to, for chaylim, whatever it is, for people aniyim. There's plenty of very, very big mitzvahs, but there's a very big difference. The guy who wants to get rich in order to use his money for mitzvahs, he's redif mitzvahs, he's not redif kesef. The kesef is an emtsoi, that's not chemda. The kesef is just the money is a means for him to do more and more mitzvahs. But if the person is chasing the money for the money, that's hevel, that's vanity, it's nonsense, that's what the Gaon says is chemda. So there's a very, very, very big difference between the two. And usually you can tell on a person where he's holding on that. Obviously, there's the extremities and there's many different levels in between where you have, like in learning also, a certain amount of L'Shem Shemayim, a certain amount of L'Shem Shemayim, it comes in many, many different shapes and sizes. Okay, so now we'll go right into the next Pasuk. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Hayachte ish esh b'cheiko, a little person stir a fire in his, I guess they translate his bosom. I don't know if there's another word for that. You know, that's, Uvgadav lo sisarafna, and his clothes won't be burnt, right? If you're going to be making a fire, then of course your clothes are going to get burnt. Making a fire on you, of course your gadam are going to get burnt. The Goyen has a very fascinating mahalach over here in this pasuk, and he says like this: Inyan, k'mayshu kasabna l'mal, Inyan is like we wrote above, u'beperush al shir hashirim barucha, like explained in the perush on shir hashirim at length. Sheishne mine midos. There's two types of midos, character traits of a person. Echad, there's one, oisen and aladim imay betivoy. Those that are born with the person naturally in his nature. Right, so Vasheni Oisan Shihir Gilasatsmay. And the second one is those that he trained himself. So there's the nature, and then there's the, perhaps we could call it nurture, right? That he trained himself. There's the inborn traits, and then there's the traits that he trained himself. Vamidois Heim Nikrois Begadim. And midos are called clothing. Kamashamu Chazal, like Chazal said, by the Kayin's Begadim, right? It says midoi, his clothing. Kim mi dasai, like his measure. So, kim mi dasai, like his measure, is also a reference to the midos of a person, the characteristic traits of a character traits of a person, the characteristics of the person. That's his measures. Measures of the characteristic of it. Kibyochol, right? It's the same idea. So, and that word midoi means beged, literally. But they're being derishit kimidasai. So you see that midos can be referred to as begadim. Okay? Vizeh shamu chazal. And this is what Chazal said. And the quote, the way the Goyen brings it is not an exact quote. The Goyen brings it, I think, in the lashon that he does, because he's just trying to give you the concept that he's trying to bring with it. Ezel Talmud Chacham, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yudal Raman Aleph. Ezel Talmud Chacham. Who is a Talmud Chacham? Anyone that's able to turn his shirt inside out, meaning into the correct way, in order to wear it the right way. The lashon over there in the Chazal is hamakbid al chalukay lahafchay. The person who's makbid to turn, if he put on his shirt inside out, he's makbid to switch it around, that it should be with the seams on the inside, not on the outside. So that is a Talmud Chacham. It's interesting, right? Afterwards, in those days, apparently, it was not uncommon, it wasn't a big deal if a person was wearing his shirt inside out. Or that, you know, but a Talmud Chacham who had to stand up for the Kved HaTorah, he had to be makpid. That would, you know, That was the way you could see who that this guy's a Talmud Chacham. He's makbid on his clothes because of Kabbalat Torah. I think it's a little bit funny today. You know, if you'd expect to see anybody wearing the shirt inside out, or today would be the Talmud Chacham, and the rest of the world is makbid. You know? Okay, but that's the Indian era, right? That so the Goyen uses, the Indian is the Kveid HaTorah, the Talmud Chacham, but the Goyen uses this Chazal. But there are remez in a different way over here. V'hainu, right? So the Goyen already explained to us that the shirt or the clothing of a person can refer to his midos. Okay, but there are remez, it could refer to the midos of a person. So the kavan of Chazal is, he says, lahargil amidos. The Talmud Chacham is one who is margil his midos, right? He trains him his midos. La midan lefiatira, to stand them up, to right, to place them according to the Torah. Vishiadarkoi vativoi mamish, and that they should be the midos alpi the Torah, should be his derech and his nature literally. Af shayatev tivoi beipuchoi, even though his nature was the exact opposite. That's the Talmud Chacham. So again, the way the Goyen says it, the Talmud Chacham is the guy, kol sheyochol lafay chaluka, he's able to overturn his midos, his inborn traits, he's able to overturn the lov shekedarka, to wear it as if this is the way he was born, as if this is his derech. It becomes so inborn by him, that's the Talmud Chacham. The oisan, Hanoilodas imoy nikrois begadov. Those that are born with him, that is the called the begadov, his clothing. Va'isen shehurgalu nikroim raglov. And those that he's gotten used to, that's called raglov. That could be referred to as his feet, because he had to do work for. Actually, works good in English. You have to do footwork in order to change it, right? So that's what he says. And let's get to the end of the pasuk, and we'll come back to explain this a little bit more. Zesha Oma, this is what the pasuk says. Hayachata ish ish bechekoi. The guy's going to make a fire in his chek. Hu neged amechabek chek nochriyo shua taiva. That is keneged. That is talking about the person who kiviyachol hugs the chek of the estranged, the strange woman, meaning the woman that's not shayichtim bichlal, which is the taiva, we said, the physical lusts. So if he embraces taiva, right, that's what the pasuk is saying, he embraces taiva, that's a fire, taivas are an esh, a fire in a person, shu bifnim bebeisei, which is inside of his house, Lachain, right? Because we said that taivas a person really does in his house. Chemda, he's on the run outside, trying to make money outside, but taivas in the house. Lachain ama bechekel, therefore it says in his chek, because that's by him in a personal sense, in his personal place, in his dalaramas. Uvegodov loisi sarafna, and his begodim won't burn. Hein oisan amidos and aladim imo, those are the midos that are inborn to the person. Ya'abedotan, he will lose them. His inborn traits, he will lose. Machmas shehurgu l'malas tavos, meaning if he has good midos, he will lose those good midos. If he embraces physical lust, if he embraces taivas, he's going to lose his inborn good midos. Machmas shehurgu l'malas tavos, because he's become habituated to fill his taiva. Omikol shekein, and kol shekein shlo yishaber midos of the tivoy, that he won't break his midos and his teva, lahargilas atzma b'midos tovos, to accustom himself with midos tovos, to train himself with midos tovos, with good midos, shuretz l'malas tavosei, because he wants to fill his taiva, v'lezetzach shvirs tavosei, and in order to be margil yourself with midos tovos, you have to break your taiva, v'lo yishar b'ma'uma, that there shouldn't be any taiva left in the person. Lachain oimer, therefore it says tisarafna. So that's how begodov lo tisarafna, meaning if you play with fire, meaning you play with taiva, you let taiva get a hold of you, and you're oisik in taiva, chas v'shalom. So then is that possible without your clothing getting burnt? Meaning even your inborn midas, you had some good inborn midas, it's also gonna be burnt. It's gonna be gone. So they bring over here in the footnotes in the Masada Rav Kook edition, Kosev the Sefer Al Yishar, that the Sefer Avolbe, right, and the Sefer Al Yishar writes in Chelak Aleph, Ki inyin ha-mapecha shel amidos hi avodat tmidit hanimshechet kol yimei chayei adam. The inyin of the overturning of midos is a continuous avoda that goes throughout the life of a person. He always needs to be turning his shirt inside out, meaning he's always got to be turning the bad midas into good midas. Shayikasev Rabbeinu Le'el, Pasuk Dalad, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Gimel, we learned this together. Kimasha Adam Chai, the Goyin wrote, we learned in Perek Dalad, that what a person is alive, who kedei lishbor mida shalai shavar adheina oisa mida, is in order to break a mida that he didn't yet break that mida until now. Haveshazu avoidim es mashechez l'choli meichayev. So you see from the Goyin that this is a life task. There's no such thing. If you're alive, it means that you still have work to do. It means you still have work to do. You still something to that still midah that you need to break. So that this is a something that Talmud Chacham is a person that has to be constantly being hoifei chalukah. He has to be constantly looking for where he can improve, what midah he still needs to overturn, and that's And that's something we should. So, Bekitsa, you need a Musar Seder your whole life. Now that I'm saying this, I remember there's a fascinating book. It's a book about his life, about the life of Rav Dov Kohen. It's called Vayelchu Shneim Yachdov. Anybody know this book? I highly, very highly recommend it.
Seattle.
Huh?
Seattle.
He came from Seattle, yeah.
He's in school with
my leader. He was in school with Yehuda Zeder. So Rav Dov Kohen was a big Talmid Chacham. He came to Eretz Yisrael with his mother.
Mother ran away from the father.
Basically. and she wanted him to be a Ben Taira. So she went to Eretz Yisrael with him, and she spent months, I think, quite a few months, looking for a place. First they found a place, they happened to meet Rav Meir Bar Ilan, who said, oh, you know, they got him into the religious gymnasium or whatever it is, meaning like they did both secular and entire, you know, the modern whatever, and she was tmirizdik. She wanted her son to learn, and she stayed to find out, see what's going on. And he says, Eloze, this is not it. This is not going to become a Talmid Chacham like that. So she did more investigation. She met somebody that they knew. I don't remember, or a family member. I don't remember exactly. And he said, you know. Kitzur, they ended up going to Chevron Yeshiva. He was 13 years old, which was way younger than their normal age. And they basically begged their way in with the Alta Mislabotka. Huh? Oh, yeah. So there's some more protein. It's a fascinating, fascinating save. You have an American born boy, 13 years old, runs away with his mother, sets him up in Yeshiva there. He's accepted into the Chevron Yeshiva. And by the altar, and he's there for the Tarpat riots, and he describes, it's really fascinating, he describes the Tarpat riots, the riots of 1929 in Hebron, where unfortunately some of the Barchum were killed there, and he describes, you know, when he saw the Arabs coming, he started like, he stood on the like high up, whatever, on it, and he started throwing rocks at them, and some Israeli, you know, Bachman said, what are you, crazy? Get inside! Like, he's like, you know, Tmim is the American, you know, the Glam are coming, start throwing rocks. It's just like really funny though. But basically, you know, he went on and he became a Talmid Chacham, and you know, his son-in-law is Rav Yehuda Adas, Rashiv of Kol Yaakov, by Fagan, and his grandson is Rabbi Yaakov Adas, who's famous in the Makubal, knows like a Kol HaTorah, and all this Svarim Divrei Yaakov, like writes without Svarim. It's a very big, has other Tetzayim, other Einik Lecha, big Talmid, you know, Talmid HaChachamim, and Kitzah, so he himself wrote Svarim. Anyway, he had an interesting life. He was a Rav in the army, he was a Rav of a base in the army, and that's where these kids grew up. It's a very interesting. Now, why do I say that's very, very kedaita? Besides this fact that his life story is really fascinating, but at the end of the Sefer, they have many, many pages of samples, it's not the whole thing. He kept a diary his whole life because he learned by the Alta. And the true Bali Musar kept a diary on Kabbalah, and they analyzed. He analyzed every single day, day in, day out, where he's holding, what he needs, and you see that diary going from his young age, and then they have pieces from when he's in his 80s. And he's like, you had too much of a geschmack with that cake yesterday at the simcha. You have to, like, that's an example. He's still working to break his midas. He felt, you know, and it's unbelievable that a person should be doing that his whole entire life. That's Talmud Chacham. He's always constantly on the move to break his midas. It's fascinating just to see it, because I don't think we have dugmois today of this kind of avodah. You know, whether a person can apply it to himself or not, alavai. But even just to see such a musik, it will give his iris to do an avodah samus or whatever you can do. We should be zeicha to at that age, you know, to get there and to be able to be ovdei Hashem at that age as well, where you're constantly checking yourself. It's a big thing. Okay, anyway, so we'll stop here for today. Friend Purim. Because Purim is v'nafechu, so it's a good thing to end off with ma'apech halukai. So we have to do v'nafechu. That's our avodah. Okay.